getting right back into it on a Tuesday. We'll get to Bob's Tuesday threesome. We'll get to an announcement that we will give you at 8 o'clock on this show today. It's going to be kind of fun. I think you'll like it.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, football related.
Mm-hmm.
As football does start a week from today in Camp
Kegs and
Hell,
eggs and football. Let's go.
That's mm-hmm. right, baby. Mm-hmm. You tell them. And a week from today, you can feel the heat coming.
So while we were looking at the forecast before the show, and I'm like, Dusty, it's going to be like 110 humidity tomorrow.
That's right. It's going to be hot.
That screams St. Joe. Those offensive linemen are going to love St. Joe, aren't they? Oh, my God. It's going to be nasty up there.
Mm-hmm. All the smells. But tonight, all-star game for baseball. And then we'll – which, by the way, I know I'm a sick freak – because I'm going to grill out hot dogs. And oh, yeah, dude. Hot dogs, Polishes, and I'm going to make nachos, baby. Yeah, dude.
I'm looking at we have a thing tonight for the Olathe East cheerleading squad at Tiki Taco. So we'll be over nice. There tonight. Yes, yeah, a big fundraiser for the Olathe East
cool.
cheerleading squad. So if you're looking for Taco Tuesday, Tiki Taco, go over there, spend some money, support the kids in the,
have
in
you
the cheerleading.
Had Tiki Taco before?
I have not. No. Good. Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Very
what
good.
Should I get then?
I mean, I always just get like chicken or beef.
Okay.
And then just simplistic.
It's yeah. easy, simple. Do they have yeah. fish tacos?
Well, at Twisted Fresh,
yeah.
I think is where
oh,
I got those
yeah.
at. Yeah, that I got like the whatever, the mahi
yeah,
mahi tacos.
Those are money, those are man.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Because you get three of them. And then when you're done with all three of them, you have like a little taco salad in the bottom of your, you know, whatever,
yeah.
where it's juicy.
Yep.
Juice all over
or
the place.
Or you can order the extra taco
the
and get the fourth taco
That's
added
also
on.
A smart way
yes.
to do it. I'm trying to think what the last time. It's been about a year and a half since I've been there, but let's see here. Tiki Taco, real
yeah.
quick. People love it. Tacos and burritos.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I went to, because there's one in downtown OP, right?
I don't know. That's a
I
good
believe that's where the one I went.
Question.
Is that, is that the one I went to?
I would assume we're going somewhere out in Olathe.
Yeah. I think I went to the one, I think there's one in downtown OP over there by like the Maloney area.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Because I got the
yeah, there is one downtown Overland Park. Yeah, yep.
The avocado taco, the grilled shrimp taco, and then I've had the surf and turf burrito. It's
okay,
got, like, shrimp and
oh,
steak.
That sounds
and
good. Yeah.
Curly fries. In
ooh,
it.
Curly
ooh,
fries
what?
In the burrito.
Heck
it's one
yeah.
thing to stuff it with fries, but then to go to curly fries, I kind of like that. Okay,
yeah, surf and turf burrito, carne asada, fried shrimp, curly fries, cheese. Queso fresca, sour cream, Baja sauce, tomato, and basil tortilla.
That sounds really good.
It was solid,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, I'm looking at the tacos. They've got a grilled shrimp taco, a Korean beef taco, a mushroom taco, a street taco, sweet chili shrimp taco. Okay,
wow.
I'll be doing yeah. fine over there at Tiki Taco
hit
today.
Hit the garage before you go. I'll have one of everything.
Give me the menu!
Be like Del Taco all over again.
Hell yeah. But that was not garage related. That
yeah.
was strictly sober at 11 in the morning.
I believe
I told that story. My old boss took me to Del Taco in Arizona. He ordered the whole menu and then looked at me and said, what do you want? I said, I figured I would share. I guess not. I'll take a taco.
And for my meal.
Yeah.
So football season in full force. We'll see if Trey Smith signs today before 3 o'clock our time, 4 o'clock Eastern. But training camp will start around the league, I think, for some.
There's not a lot of buzz around the Trey Smith thing, again, as we talked about yesterday.
Ooh.
But, like, not even from the national people discussing whether or not he's going to sign.
Yeah, because we saw some reports that there should be an announcement today. Let's be honest. We'll see if it happens.
Yeah.
Hopefully it does. And then there's, I don't know, nothing to talk about until they start actually playing football. Other than what kind of throws we see to Xavier Worthy, how good Rashee mm-hmm. Rice looks, what rookie really stands out. Jaden Hicks has max pants to his ankles.
I know that I'm hard.
Better believe it. And so we'll start off today. Yesterday we did the AFC West. We did some odds. You guys tell me if you agree or disagree with any of these division winners that I'm going to pick in the AFC. These are my preseason AFC division winner picks. I'm going to go with Buffalo in the East. Really starting off on a whim here.
Well, I don't think I'm not ready to pick anybody else
okay.
yet in that division, right?
Yeah.
Or like I want to say New England's going to be good, but I still got to see it in action. We still have a young quarterback we haven't seen enough of. The Dolphins are dissipating faster than the snow, And you've got the Jets, who I don't even know who their quarterback is at this point in time. You know what I'm saying, okay, though. But so I'm not ready.
Fields, Bob.
Yeah, I'm not ready to pick anybody. It's Justin Fields. He had a 3.7 GPA and an ERA of 5.
In an over 1,000 rushing yards 2 years ago.
Yes, he did.
He just needs a chance.
Yeah.
And I can't think of a better place than Jets.
The Jets. Man, I just need a chance to get my career back on track. Where should I go? The Jets. That screams, give me a chance. No pressure, right? So what I'm getting at is I'm with you. I'm not ready to pick anybody else yet besides Buffalo to win that division. And if they fall down, then they got to fire Sean McDermott and hire Nick Saban to be their next head coach. Because I heard he's coming back to coaching now.
Oh, yeah.
He might be collegiately.
Why would you want to do that if you're Nick Saban? You leave Alabama and then coach somewhere else collegiately on this landscape?
Dude, can go rival.
You think he go Auburn?
Why wouldn't he go to Duke, and then you can have the Carolina Duke rivalry in football with Belichick versus Saban?
Maybe I'll get a 25-year-old. That would be.
Showers are no longer than 5 minutes. This is not a spa.
I do like that, actually.
Let's
that would be
spice
pretty
up the world. Let's bring basketball to football.
Yeah,
let's
Duke North Carolina and Saban.
Let's bring Tobacco Road.
That would be awesome.
See, this is what I like about NIL. Nothing's off the board.
Give me Tobacco Road walks and have Pat McAfee on College Game Day between Belichick and Saban, and they're both walking down Tobacco Road to College Game Day. Put that on a sticker and sell it.
You'd watch that. Yeah. Everybody would watch that, right?
At the finish line will be Jordan. She'll pick which one finishes first.
Do you think Saban does come back, though, to coaching at one point or another? He's in his early 70s or mid-70s at this point in time.
Age, yeah.
We'll see. I feel like that will come up later on in our show. I go to the next division that I think I can guess will win, and that's the Chiefs in the West. I don't think there's really any conversation other than maybe, is this the Chargers' year? But I'm not ready to do that either. You're not ready to do that with Buffalo in the East.
Right. No, it's still the Chiefs. As long as, you know, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are here in Kansas City, I'm not picking against the Chiefs.
Okay. Let's go to where we get a little saucy here.
Yeah.
So my two surprises in the AFC. I've got Cincinnati winning the North. Why not? Why do the Chiefs get to be the only one that goes scorched earth?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't it be Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins? Why can't the bad guys fight? Sometimes the dark side wins. Go look at Star Wars, the second movie, right? Or Episode 5. And I think that offense is really good. Can Baltimore keep hanging on? Is Pittsburgh going to do what they think they plan on doing by making all those moves and Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf and Jalen Ramsey? You don't make moves like that unless you're not going for something.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we see in football, the teams that make the most moves in the offseason tend to flop on their face.
Usually the winners in March are not the winners in October,
November,
December.
We saw Tennessee do it. We saw Jacksonville do it. We've seen teams do it all the time. So I think maybe this year, why not have Cincinnati at the top? Can they compete with Baltimore? We'll see. Joe Burrow, top 5 quarterback. Ja'Marr Chase, top 3 wide receiver. T. Higgins, top 15 wide receiver. Chase Brown, their running back, surprise little year last year. I think Trey Hendrickson will eventually come around and play for that team as well.
Anybody else playing defense for them?
Yeah, exactly.
But again, I have Cincinnati as my team this year to win the North.
It's an interesting pick. I'm going to stick with one of the guys that have been there, and I'm going to take the Pittsburgh Steelers to win the division.
Wow.
Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin's got me thinking of okay.
Who saw this plot twist coming?
Let's go.
Now Bob's all in.
Let's do this. I'm a huge Mike Tomlin fan. I want Mike Tomlin to see the successes of all of this. I root for Mike Tomlin, you know, not as much, obviously, as I root for Andy Reid, but I root for Mike Tomlin like it's nobody's business. And I think he's a good coach. People in Pittsburgh don't think he's a good coach. He does have a proven quarterback. We'll see, you know, what attitude, you know, this guy takes, Aaron Rodgers. But I saw something from him the other day that made me go, all right, he wants to end it the right way, he said. So maybe he's going to behave. Maybe he's going to act like a normal human being. What the hell? I don't want Baltimore to win that division. I'll take Pittsburgh. You got the Browns, Mac?
What Bob didn't tell you when he went to North Dakota is that he tried ayahuasca on top of George Washington's head in South Dakota on Mount Rushmore.
That's right.
Man, I'm shocked that you chose the Steelers. And I'm honestly shocked you chose the Bengals. I'm going to go with the Ravens.
There we go. I like this.
It's the second best roster in the
NFL.
Shows
you how fun this division is.
Yeah, it is. My rebuttal to the Bengals, I think the Steelers, just roster-wise, they're not even close. The Bengals, they went scorched earth last year. They won 8 games. And Jamar Chase was the triple crown.
Yeah, it's
true. Joe Burrow threw for the most yards. Like, he went score. He was the best season he had.
I just don't think they're adult enough to win. I just don't think there's enough adults in the room in Cincinnati to win. I think they let other things factor in. And they like if they don't let the ancillary factor in, they beat the Chiefs last year. But Jamar Chase,
yeah.
You know.
And they don't have to play those Chiefs this year.
They do not. That is true.
They have the softer side of the schedule in the AFC North.
That's what happens when you finish in last.
Well, Browns, but yeah. Let's go to the South. Here you go, boys. Here's my bold take. Okay. You got to make these takes.
Yeah.
If you don't, you're boring. Tennessee. Here's why. They're not being talked about.
Nobody in that division.
We have now seen back-to-back years where a rookie quarterback drafted high has made it and played it and survived in the NFL. C.J. Stroud did it. Jaden Daniels did it. Why can't Cam Ward do it? Also, you look at Houston. I'm very confused with Houston because you have a future. What are the Chiefs doing right now with Patrick Mahomes? Trying to find a damn left tackle to protect their franchise's arm and the guy that touched the ball every play.
Mm-hmm.
What did Houston do this offseason?
They got rid of their left tackle.
Yep. And now their franchise quarterback, who's already down a wide receiver. I don't know if their running game is going to hold up again this year. And now you have a new left tackle. Laremy Tunsil was your guy. Now he's going and blocking for Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's not blocking for C.J. Stroud. Everybody, last year, C.J. Stroud, sophomore slump. Okay, how do we get past that? We get rid of your left tackle. I think Houston takes a dip. I don't believe in Liam Cohen and the Jags. I definitely don't believe in Daniel Jones and the Colts. Why can't it be a rookie quarterback in Tennessee where they got nothing to prove and a whole lot of room to make up for in a really, really crappy division? And my take of the year, am I taking the AFC this year? And I'll save these if you want to put them at the top. These are my preseason picks. Buffalo, Chiefs, Cincy, and yes, Tennessee in the South.
See, I would like to go with somebody other than Houston. I just don't like anything that the AFC South has to offer. It's like you go to a restaurant and there's like one halfway decent menu item on there and the rest really stink. And you're like, fine, it's something that I'm fine with. I don't really want this, but everything else just looks terrible, right? And that's kind of where I am with Houston right now. I'm not in love with Houston. I do think they have the best coach quarterback combination in the division. I think they have the best quarterback in the division. I think they have the best head coach in the division. They're not a very interesting team. It's not a very interesting division. But the other three teams, man, I you know, they're not moving the needle for me. That Liam Cohen and Jacksonville thing, off to a bad start. The Indianapolis thing, you're battling between Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones to be your starting quarterback. I mean, you got nobody as your starting quarterback. And Tennessee, I'm just not ready to buy into Callahan as their head coach right now. And so we'll see how that quarterback position plays out. I think that's going to be really interesting to see if Levi's is able to keep that job as the star quarterback in there or if they put Cam Ward in. But I think there's just too many questions in Tennessee from that quarterback standpoint right now. So because of everybody else being really, really bad and up in the air, I'm defaulting and going to Houston in the South.
Yeah, that's fair. I think Tennessee's a fun pick because I think they've got some like legitimate football players there. I know it didn't work out last season with the money they spent, but like Calvin Ridley, Tony Pollard, they've got some guys in the defensive end. Legarius Sneed says he's healthy. Like, they've got some legitimate football players, so I don't hate it. I don't think they're going to start Levi's. I think they're talking him up to hopefully try and sell him. Yeah.
But you need a backup.
I think I'm going to go with the Jaguars, even though I think Hunter's a bust. If he can get, you know, 750, 800 yards, I love Brian
Thomas
Jr. That's
not a bust.
Again, if he's a wide receiver too and they drafted him second overall, that is a bust.
Okay.
To me, if he's a wide receiver too and they draft him second overall, that's a bust. But either way, if he's, you know, a solid wide receiver too, I love Brian Thomas Jr. And I'm still not out on Lawrence. So I'm going to go with the Jags. I think it's the division to take a flyer, though. I think you're right.
Yeah, I think it's the only division in the NFL right
ETN
now to kind of take a flyer.
Fumbles on the goal line and the season's
told
over.
Told you that, right? I said that.
You did.
Called it.
That was a good take.
It was done. At week one,
ETN.
It was over. So, you know, it's amazing how one play can derail a whole season. But you saw that coming from a mile away with Jacksonville last year. Like, they were just holding on. And one thing that went the wrong way and boom, the dude fumbles the football. It was over.
We move on to Mac's favorite award of the NFL season, which is the comeback player of the award. It's really kind of contradictory when it comes to this award, but the top two favorites at the odds I put on there are Dak Prescott and Aiden Hutchinson. Who do you think? Do you think Dak gets it in Cowboys uniform, or do you think they give to Aiden Hutchinson, who blew his Achilles tendon, I think, or ACL? And like week four of the season where he was just shredding away already. the powerful defensive end out of the University of Michigan, playing in the Detroit Lions system.
I know. I have the same reaction.
Because you know what they're going to do. If Dak breathes this year, of course, the Cowboys quarterback, he's going to get comeback player of the year. You know? And that's why I have the sigh and the disgusted look, and like, because we know what's going to happen here, right? I hope Aiden Hutchinson comes back and wrecks the world, and then they have no choice but to give it to Aiden Hutchinson. So I'm going to go with Aiden Hutchinson. I just don't think, I think Dak Prescott's a myth.
I think Dak's really good, and I think the Pickens-CeeDee Lamb combo, if they can keep their heads on straight, it's actually going to be really fun. So I'll go Dak, but I agree. Aiden Hutchinson's going to have a great season this year, but it's going to take, like you said, Bob, it's going to take him to have a historical year because they're just going to hand it to Dak Prescott.
And I'm going to get Mac really pissed off here because there's four names here I'm going to mention that are on here worth noting. After Dak and Aiden Hutchinson, it's Christian McCaffrey. After McCaffrey is Trevor Lawrence.
Oh,
so if you really like the Jags,
okay,
you could parlay.
I don't hate that.
Division winner, comeback player of the year. Here's the fifth best odds at comeback player of the year. J.J. McCarthy.
What?
Oh, my.
What?
At plus 850. Never played
never
a snap.
Played.
And then your sixth best odds plays for the Kansas City Chiefs Awards, number four, Rashee Rice, at plus 1,200.
That's fine. I'll take that.
Let's
plus
go.
Yeah, I'll take Rashee that. Rashee Rice is comeback player of the year. I'll take that. What if he goes over 1,000 yards and has 10 touchdowns?
If, win.
Heck yeah.
I mean, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But how is he not your comeback player of the year? But
again, Dak's going to throw for 42.
Yeah, right.
Throw for 30 touchdowns. Exactly.
Go 8-9 and losing the first round of the playoffs. And here we go. And Jerry Jones says, I don't see how this happens all the time. You don't have to assemble a roster, old man.
We'll do this next one rapid fire. I'll just throw it up between you two. I get to stay. I get to stay mum in this. I'm going to give you. You pick one.
All right. Not a you pick two.
Nope.
Darn.
I like
that's
those.
That's on Fridays. Brian Thomas Jr. or Malik Nabers.
Malik Nabers. I saw Jackson Dart throw a dart yesterday, knock a dude off
jet ski.
With that I did mullet. See that. That was awesome.
With that,
that was awesome. I'll go BTJ.
Okay. We go Jahmyr Gibbs or Ashton Jeanty?
Jahmyr Gibbs because he's been in the league. Ashton Jeanty's a rookie, so give me the veteran guy at this point in time.
Gibbs, but I'm really sports horny for Jeanty.
On DraftKings, you can pick Ashton Jeanty to lead the NFL in rushing at plus 1,800.
Ooh.
They may do that out there. Yeah,
they we go to the dominant white dudes from last year, Brock Bowers or Ladd McConkey?
Pass.
Oh, you can't do that.
Yeah, I'm out on those two guys. Neither. They I'll both go. Stink. But give me Brock Bowers.
Okay. Yeah, same. I'll go Bowers.
We move on to quarterbacks in their second year sophomore slump avoiding Daniels or Nix.
I'm going to take Daniels in this one.
He avoids the slump.
I think both have a slump. I'll go Nix because he has a defense to back him up.
Okay.
We go to the LSU boys. Get the gat, get the gat, get the gat. Who's the better receiver? Pick one, Chase or Jefferson?
Jefferson.
Jefferson.
I like Jefferson a lot.
Coming off a triple crown season where you're going to need a lot of offense, going to get a lot of targets.
I was just reading some stuff about him over the last week or so, and it was like made me like him even more. So I'm in on Jefferson.
He's going to get J.J. McCarthy, that comeback player of the year.
J.J. to J.J.
Chiefs D, Broncos D.
Chiefs D.
Chiefs D.
You bias.
Yeah, yeah no, at the end of the day, I'm taking Steve Spagnuolo over everybody. Yeah.
We move on to AFC North quarterbacks. You take Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson.
Lamar.
Wow. And then we go on to new coaches, Ben Johnson or Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, Vrabel. He's not new. Yeah, Vrabel.
Yeah. Yeah, he isn't new. Yeah,
but I love Benny.
But if he put another like newbie in there, I would have passed on that and said neither.
Ben Johnson or Liam Cohen, Bob.
What is the media going to do when the Bears start 2-4 and Ben Johnson isn't coaching like everybody thinks he's going to coach, right? How are the Schragers of the world going to react to the Golden Boy not getting the job done in Chicago?
What am I going to do?
How New England hasn't came up with the marketing plea of Mike Vrabel putting the new in New England.
Oh, I do like that. That is
good.
Yeah, that is a good one right there.
You're welcome.
Yeah.